300, Section 3, Modern Technology. As you read, look for the following. How modern technology affects healthcare, education, and the workplace. Why it is important to learn to use modern technology. Vocabulary term, biomedical research. You have read about changes in technology throughout Missouri's history. The canoes used by the Native Americans and first European explorers to travel on the state's rivers were replaced by steamboats. The steamboats were replaced by diesel-powered towboats. Stagecoaches were replaced by automobiles on the state's roads. And the roads themselves went from being dirt paths to concrete-paved highways. Messages that once would have been delivered by the Pony Express are now sent by email. And just think how different the explorations of Lewis and Clark would have been if they could have used digital cameras to take pictures of all that they saw, and used laptops to send messages back to President Jefferson. New technology continues to change our lives. Page 301, Healthcare. More than 618,000 soldiers died in the Civil War. Two-thirds of them died from diseases or infection, not from battle wounds. Doctors in those days could do very little to fight diseases or infections from wounds. They did not have the tools to examine the body to figure out what might be wrong. Even if they could figure it out, they did not have the drugs to fight the diseases or the tools and know-how to make repairs. Children and adults regularly died of diseases, injuries, and infections that we hardly worry about today. But there are diseases, injuries, and other medical conditions we do worry about. Medical researchers are looking for ways to treat diseases like cancer, Alzheimer's, and heart disease. They hope to repair birth defects or problems caused when a person's genes are damaged and conditions caused by head injuries or paralysis caused by spinal cord injuries. They are doing this by developing new drugs, new ways to operate on the body using tools such as lasers, new vaccines and treatments to prevent diseases, and new therapies to help injured people recover. All of this is called biomedical research. Missouri is home to several drug companies and also to several medical and nursing schools that train doctors and nurses. Medical scientists are discovering how the body works, why things go wrong, and how the body heals. For example, researchers at the Central Institute for the Deaf in St. Louis are studying the ways the ears of some animals can repair themselves, looking for possible ways to help human ears repair the damage that causes hearing loss. Scientists at the Stowers Institute for Medical Research in Kansas City are studying how our genes work and what goes wrong with our genes to cause certain disorders or diseases. Medical researchers are also learning ways to make our lives healthier. Your school has probably changed its cafeteria menu in recent years to serve healthier foods. You've probably been told to get more exercise and not to spend so much time in front of the television. Maybe your city or town has passed laws to prohibit, stop, smoking in public places like restaurants and has added walking paths and exercise areas to its parks. And you've no doubt heard more than one lecture on staying away from alcohol and other drugs and playing it safe by wearing a helmet when on your skateboard or bicycle. Did you know? Andrew Still, a former Army surgeon in the Civil War, was a Missouri doctor whose studies of the human body led him to develop new ways to treat disease and injuries that came to be called osteopathic medicine. The Kirksville College of Osteopathic Medicine, the first school to train doctors in those new methods, was founded in 1892. Page 302, Education. 100 years ago, you would have been sitting in a classroom that may or may not have had electricity. Your teacher would have used chalk to write problems on a slate blackboard. You would have copied those problems with pencil and paper. 50 years ago, your school would have had electricity. If your school had a projector, your teacher might have shown you a movie or a film strip. For homework, the teacher might have handed out problems printed in blue ink that had the unmistakable odor of a mimeograph machine. All of this might still happen at your school. However, chances are your teacher now uses technology to show you images from a computer connected to a screen in the front of your room, and on which your teacher might write additional information or problems for the class. A part of your homework might include using a computer in your classroom or in the school's computer room. Handouts and homework your teacher will give you for this chapter were probably printed from the compact disc, CD, that came with the teacher's manual. You likely still use a pencil and paper to do arithmetic assignments, but your language arts teacher probably wants your essay typed and printed using your home computer or one available at the library. Computers are not the only new technology in use at your school. For example, if you are going to school in a newer building, or one that has been recently remodeled, the builders used construction materials that are more energy efficient, meaning they make the best use of energy, than those used in the past. Page 303, The Workplace. All the new technology you are using in school is not just to make it possible for your teacher to teach you more, or to make doing your homework easier. The computer and technology skills you are learning, along with the basic skills of reading, writing, and arithmetic, will help prepare you to work in the global economy. At one time, manufacturing drove the American economy. A lot of manufacturing still goes on in this country, but more and more of the economy involves the creation and use of information and ideas. Many American companies have factories around the world. It is still up to workers in this country to handle the orders for goods, to arrange for the transportation from one country to another, to keep track of parts and supplies, and to manage employees, all jobs that use technology very similar to what you use every day in the classroom. Even jobs in manufacturing involve modern technology to control the machines and programs the movements of robotic arms and other devices. There will always be a need for people who use their muscles to get the job done. If that is what you choose to do as a profession, you will find a use for technology. Auto mechanics, for example, use computers to diagnose, determine what is wrong, engine trouble. Farmers use global positioning satellites to know where in their fields they should apply more fertilizer or plant a different variety of wheat. Do you remember? Number one, name one way biomedical research is improving health care. Number two, how has technology affected the workplace? Page 304, Spotlight, Wind Energy. There is a farm in northwest Missouri that is harvesting a renewable energy source, the wind. The Bluegrass Ridge Wind Farm near King City in Gentry County is the first of its kind in Missouri. Two more wind farms were already being planned in other northwest Missouri counties when the Gentry County farm was dedicated in the summer of 2007. Northwest Missouri is the only part of the state where the wind blows strong enough and steady enough to make wind-generated energy practical. The steady breezes blowing off the northern Great Plains push the blades of 27 windmills spread across 9,000 acres of farmland. Each windmill is more than 300 feet tall and has three blades, which look like large airplane propellers. Each blade is nearly as long as a football field. The blades are connected to an axle, which turns when the wind spins the blades. The axle, in turn, spins a 25-ton generator that produces electricity. The electricity is collected by a local power company that uses it as part of the electricity it sells to customers in Missouri, Iowa, and Oklahoma. The Bluegrass Ridge Wind Farm can generate enough electricity to power 34,000 homes. That is a very small fraction of the homes served by the power company. However, the owner says the wind-generated electricity replaces electricity that would have to be produced by a coal-burning power plant that pollutes the environment and contributes to global warming. The wind farm also benefits King City and Gentry County. The company that operates the farm pays rent to local farmers on whose land the windmills stand. It pays taxes to the local governments and school district. In addition, the farm has become a tourist attraction. Tourists coming to see the windmills often stop in King City and other nearby towns to eat and shop.